We first introduced you to Doris Haddock, the 94-year-old grandmother known as Granny D, in 1999 when she was walking across America to demand campaign finance reform. Granny D hasn't slowed down in her political activism since then, though she's not walking quite as far these days. She joins us on the line from Tallahassee, Florida, to give us an update. Hello, Granny D.
Hello, John.
And how have you been feeling? How's your health?
I'm in very good health, thank you.
Now, I'm looking at a picture on your website. You're dressed up as a mermaid. You were filling in for these mermaids at WikiWachi, and that must be a theme park or something down in St. Petersburg, is it?
I'd like to take over the job of a working woman long enough for her to get signed up to vote.
And you've filled in for a number of women in interesting jobs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the first ones that I did was to go to an alligator farm and feed the alligators. And I had about maybe a couple of hundred in front of me all waiting to be fed. And I threw them big chunks of red meat while the girl who was needed to register did so.
So you were filling in for the alligator feeder while she registered to vote.
Yes.
And you're working on this because women tend to vote less than men, right?
Well, we have 64 million working women, and only half of them vote. So that makes quite a large swath among the 50% of people that are not voting. And no one seems to have taken that on as a particular project, and that's what we have been doing.
Now, I understand you've gotten lots of emails from older people who have been inspired by your activism.
People write to say that as a retired person, you have given me the inspiration to get out and work on what is going on in our country to try to get people to vote this time. We have organizations, and some of them are retired people, which I encourage to continue to work at that.
So where to next?
Next I'm going to, I'm trying to learn to say New Orleans in one breath.
That sounded pretty good.
Okay, I'm going from there to Iowa and then all the way up the Mississippi to Michigan and then making a circle in the western part of the country.
But you're not walking this time.
I'm walking through the main street of the big cities, and I let people know in my website that I'm doing so, and I'm inviting them to come and walk with me.
Well, at 94 years old, I think you have a right to get a ride between the cities. So, Doris Haddock, also known as Granny D, speaking to us from Tallahassee, Florida. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, John, for having me. It was lovely to talk to you.
For photos of Granny D, go to our website, npr.org.